You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started.
What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I'm going to be covering a very heavy topic and a very heavy article with this video. Trigger warning ahead of time. There will be some things that you will hear in this article that will definitely make you pause. And this is going to be an extreme warning for every guy who is using online dating services, i.e. Tinder, of course, Seeking, any online dating app. Now, this article was sent to me by Eric203 over on MGTOW.TV, and it was published on the 31st of August, 2021. So yes, even in this day and age, you have to look out for the most dangerous variable in the mating market. And what is that very dangerous variable? Jailbait. Yeah. Now let's get into the article. Jury acquits ex-deputy of statutory rape. I am not going to be replacing the word rape in this one because the article says it, so therefore, fuck the algorithm. Men need to talk heavy like this. Content warning. This story contains allegations of sexual assault. Everett, a jury acquitted a former Snohomish County Sheriff's deputy who was charged with third-degree rape of a child. Anthony Zayas, now 27, cried tears of relief and hugged defense attorney Samantha Summerman as he heard the verdict read around noon Monday in Snohomish County Superior Court. As soon as the court hearing ended, the defendant hugged his mother and other family members who sat through 3 days of trial testimony. Under state guidelines, Zayas faced 12 to 14 months in prison if convicted. The defendant, who was employed as a Snohomish County Sheriff's deputy from 2019 to 2021, on June 20th, 2020, he reportedly had sexual contact with a 14-year-old girl he met on the internet through the dating application Tinder, according to charging papers. The girl used a fake name on her dating profile and wrote that she was 19. Now, if you look at the age of consent in every state, it is 18. She wrote that she was 19, which, by the letter of the law, makes her a legal adult. Now, before I go any further, why is it that this article did not make national headlines? Well, I will tell you why. Because it completely destroys the narrative. And what is that narrative? Oh, women don't lie. Women would never do things like this. However, it also would let a lot of men be vindicated, because guess what? There have been women doing this pretty much all the time. Even in my younger days, you still had women of my young age who were still doing what? Dating older men. And those men had no clue. But remember, gentlemen, you're supposed to know everything, even if you don't know anything. The defendant, formerly of Arlington, took the witness stand Friday in his trial, claiming he believed the girl was over 18 when they met. The former deputy asked her age and birth date when they met. He testified. She reportedly told him that she was 18 and would be turning 19 in August. She provided him with an exact date and year, August 27th, 2001. Excuse me. Defense attorney Samantha Summerman asked Zayas if he thought that the answer was a red flag. Quote unquote, not with the way that she responded, Zayas told the courtroom. It was really smooth and confident. It's like if you asked me my birthday, how would I respond to you without any hesitation? Remember, gentlemen, ignorance of the law is no excuse. No matter what you do as a man in this society, you're supposed to have almost godlike knowledge of everything and every woman. However, if you don't, then guess what? It's still your fault. Zayas, testified that the girl's appearance did not give him pause about her stated age of 18. Okay, I'm about to say something that's going to sound very creepish, very pedo-ish. However, let me be crystal clear. I, in no way, shape, or form, would support any man who knowingly goes after an underage girl. If you do, you should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. With that being said, what I'm about to say, it is very truthful, and I want you to remove any emotion. Now, mentioning what he said about the girl's appearance, unfortunately, especially in this day and age, there are a lot of underage girls who are more developed than a lot of adult women. As much as I hate to say that, it is the truth. At a glance, you would not know. And however, gentlemen, that not knowing could get you in serious trouble, just like this deputy. So, yeah, how can you trust it? Especially since she went through all of this trouble to actually get onto Tinder and lie about her age. Yeah. Yeah. Extreme caution must be used in dealing with the modern woman. Now, Tommy Sotomayor mentioned something in one of his past videos about how a lot of men would actually date single mothers because they realized that, okay, this is not a transformer, nor is she potentially underage. Just saying. Extreme caution must be exercised in dealing with these modern women. Now, to get back to this article. She looked exactly to me as the person in the pictures, Zayas said. I recognized her based off of her Tinder profile. The jury believed Zayas. 12 jurors, 7 women, and 5 men deliberated for about 5 hours before returning a not guilty verdict. Now, that is very surprising. There were a lot more women on the jury than men. Now, you would have figured they would have been like, oh my God, he's a creepy pedo, blah, 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 blah. And they would have threw him under the jail, which they tried to do. However, things might be changing. In Washington, a person is guilty of the rape of a child in the third degree when the person has sexual intercourse with another who is at least 14 years old, but less than 16, and the perpetrator is at least 4 years older than the victim. Deputy Prosecutor Jared Goodkin argued that under the law, Zayas had a responsibility to verify the girl's age. Oh boy. See, this is where things get really, really murky. So what was she supposed to do? Ask for her birth certificate? Fellas, if it's going to be this deep just to find someone to hook up with, I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. Nope, scratch that. I do know what to suggest. At this point, hey, I think a synthetic companion might not be such a bad option, especially in a situation like this that you have to look out for. Yeah. Quote unquote, here comes the litany of excuses. And this gentleman is the sick reason why so many females get away with the things that they do and why this society is in such a bad state that it's in today. Quote unquote, she's made bad decisions, Goodkin told the courtroom Friday in his closing arguments. She's done things she shouldn't have. She's run away. She's got mental health problems. But isn't really what this law is about? To protect children just like her. You see, gentlemen, no matter what, you have to be responsible for every action that you undertake. Zayas' defense attorney argued that he made a reasonable effort to verify the girl's age. Quote unquote, he trusted her, Summerman said Friday in her closing arguments. He trusted the girl when she told him repeatedly that she was 18, soon to be 19. He didn't ignore the warning signs. He asked questions. He asked follow-up questions. After the verdict was announced, Summerman said she felt encouraged to see that justice had been done. How many men are still languishing in jail right now for dealing with a woman who they had no clue was underage. Even after they went through all of the verification processes, guess what? The guy still got branded a pedo and still got thrown into the clink. Quote unquote, Anthony Zayas matched with a 19-year-old college student on Tinder. Summerman said in an interview, she repeatedly said that she was 18, soon to be 19. She gave him no information to the contrary. She had an extremely intricate backstory. She had tattoos. She smoked cigarettes. For any questions Anthony had about her story, she had quick, confident answers. That's why the jury acquitted him of this charge, because he truly believed her lies. The deputy prosecutor declined to comment on the verdict. Zayas was placed on administrative leave in August of 2020 while the Snohomish County Sheriff's Office conducted an internal investigation. Sheriff's Office's spokesperson, Courtney O'Keefe, said he resigned March 2nd. The former deputy now lives in Monterey, California, with his mother and her boyfriend, he testified. He no longer works in law enforcement, and he has since found a job in the restaurant industry. That gentleman right there is the most dangerous variable on the mating and dating market. The underage girl who puts that profile out to try to catch an older man, and you have no clue. So yeah, if you're still going to deal with these modern women, extreme vetting must take place. Hey, it is what it is. And mind you, this is modern times. This isn't back in ye olden days where there was no internet, there was no way to verify. Even when you can verify, they can still come up with a very intricate and extremely detailed lie to hook you in. Just saying. Welp, I've rambled on long enough with this very heavy topic. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, particularly you underage jailbait out there, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and all the excuses that are made to excuse your behavior, one day we'll go out right along with it. And when that day comes, you will be punished for what you've done or what you attempt to do. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.